This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Mitch McConnell has announced he will not seek an eighth Senate term next year. The Kentucky Republican was the longest-serving Senate leader in history.
Representing our Commonwealth has been the honor of a lifetime.
His fellow senators gave him a standing ovation. Today is his 83rd birthday. McConnell has voted against some of President Trump's controversial nominees. Political analyst Larry Sabato says McConnell will leave a lasting legacy.
Very quickly became a senior leader in the Republican Party in the Senate. And he's maintained that position even today, even though he doesn't have an official position. He is still a very influential figure.
The Senate has just started voting on Kash Patel's nomination for FBI director. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin sent a message across the aisle.
My Senate Republican colleagues are willfully ignoring myriad red flags about Mr. Patel, especially his recurring instinct to threaten retribution against his perceived enemies.
Ahead of the vote, one Republican, Susan Collins of Maine, said she would oppose Patel's nomination. President Trump's special envoy to Ukraine, General Keith Kellogg, met with President Zelensky in Kyiv today. More from CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
General Kellogg went in with a fairly dovish position. He said, I'm going to listen. I do recognize that Ukraine wants security guarantees that will be written into a peace agreement. Very much in contrast to what we've been hearing from President Trump.
Zelensky called today's meeting productive. New York Governor Kathy Hochul just said she will not remove Eric Adams as mayor of New York City, but she plans stricter oversight of the city. This as the Justice Department pushes to have the corruption charges against Adams dismissed. Authorities in Israel have yet to identify the bodies of four hostages Hamas released today. CBS's Deborah Potta is in Jerusalem.
Relatives of the Bieber's family still await official confirmation. The Bieber siblings have really become a rallying symbol in this country. Their father, Yarden, was taken captive separately and released alive in a previous exchange.
Elon Musk's Doge is expected to fire more than 6,000 IRS employees. More from CBS's Jason Brooks.
CBS has learned that more than half of the cuts are probationary employees who've been at the IRS for less than a year, with probationary workers not deemed as critical to the filing season. There could be more terminations at the IRS, with the current cuts only focused on a single agency department.
In the NBA, San Antonio Spurs star Victor Wembanyama is expected to miss the rest of the season. He's been diagnosed with a blood clot in his shoulder. Stocks are sharply lower after a disappointing earnings forecast from Walmart. The Dow is down 611 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The people living around the duplex that exploded likely saved some lives. The Tuesday explosion in Racine left 79-year-old Tim LaPointe and his daughter, 58-year-old Michelle Hawes, with severe burns. Neighbors rescued them before the structure fully went up in flames. The blast may have come from a recently purchased stove, though the exact cause remains under investigation. A Racine family has won a $10 million verdict against Ascension All Saints Hospital. A jury found negligence during Kamaya Miner's birth in November of 2018. The jury found that improper administration of Pitocin resulted in severe brain damage. Racine Unified officials are increasing efforts to gain support for their operational referendum April 1st. It follows Kenosha Unified's failed $115 million referendum this week. RUSD has scheduled town hall events on March 4th and March 11th to address community concerns and to highlight the proposal's details. The Waterford Union High School $25 million referendum passed Tuesday. 56% of voters gave it the okay. The funds will be used for modernizing the high school. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bobby Portis suspended. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA has suspended the Bucks' Bobby Portis for using a non-approved painkiller. Portis thought he was using Toradol to reduce swelling. His agent says he was mistakenly given a prescription for Tramadol by an assistant. Portis now facing a 25-game suspension. Just yesterday, Portis was informed that seven suspects had been charged with breaking into his Milwaukee area home last fall.
Like, you put all you can into the game, and then you come home, and then just all your belongings are gone, things that you work work hard for. So it's kind of gratifying that these guys have been caught.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Back in L.A. when they had that group, Bandits in L.A., my son's home was one of them. That was Austin's home was one of them that was burglarized. Still trying to figure out how he got on that list. You know, when you think about LeBron, Taylor Swift. Yeah, it's an invasion of privacy. And you want whoever did it to be off the streets. The fact that they're able to do that this quickly with all these different people is pretty amazing. It's great.
That's Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Finally, some comfortable temperatures with highs hitting the low 20s and plenty of sunshine throughout the day. We'll pretty much put this on repeat for tomorrow, all ahead of a major warm-up hitting next week. In fact, by Saturday, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s and by Sunday, above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Robin's here. And how often do you brush your teeth? Personal question, personal hygiene question for you, Robin.
I do it in the morning. Mm-hmm. I should do it at night, but I'm just too lazy.
Too lazy? Once a day?
Once a day.
All right. It says here, if you want to keep trim, forget the diet books and the gym membership. You're better off just brushing your teeth more often. In a survey of everyday habits of nearly 14,000 people, researchers in Japan found that those who managed to stay slim tended to brush their teeth after every meal.
Come on. Yeah. I might have done that when I was 12 and I had braces. I could bring my toothbrush to school. We thought that was kind of cool, you know. And I would do it after lunch and then I might. Yeah. No, that's kind of crazy. But if it works keeping thin.
Right. Now you got extra motivation, right? Here's the worst line of this story. It says... It says overweight men sometimes went more than a day without brushing their teeth.
I believe it. I'm coughing on that now, but yeah, just don't swallow the toothpaste.
If it were practical for me, I would probably brush after every meal. I just like the way it feels.
Right. You know? My daughter and I both, one of my daughters and I both really like to go to the dentist because you get that feeling. It's all clean. They've, you know, flossed you and everything. And then we feel great, you know, the other half of my family, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I don't mind so it. I don't mind the dentist. Mm-hmm. I ever since I was a teenager, no Novocaine. If they have to drill or anything, no Novocaine. Just do it.
No way.
Yep. I can't.
Can't you just get knocked out with laughing gas or something?
It doesn't really bother me that much. They're done in a few minutes and it's over with.
You're crazy.
No, it's fine.
Oh my gosh. I say, give me the drugs.
No, it's fine. There's my friend Robin who joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Whoa. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Park to historic Horlick Field, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Calling out around the world, are you ready for a brand new beat? Summer's here and the time is right for dancing in the street. Thank you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Head downtown this Saturday. We've been talking about this for a little while now, and it's coming up. This Saturday, the Downtown Chili Ice Walk. There's going to be 10 locations, each serving up chili. There's going to be a scavenger hunt for the kids. There's going to be ice sculpting going on. I always think it's fun to watch the folks do that. This all runs this Saturday from noon till 4. It's in downtown Racine. You want more information? Click on the Racine Downtown link at our website at WRJN.com.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Up on a roof, up on a roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face,
up on a roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. Is fresh and sweet. I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the Roof, the only place I know, where you just have to wish to make it so. Let's go up on the roof.
Up on the roof.
Telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof, up on the roof. Oh, come on, baby.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, the 2025 Happy Together Tour has been announced. It's going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair in August, and the lineup includes the Turtles, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett, the Vogues, the Cowsills, and these guys, Jay and the Americans, on WRJN.
This magic moment, so different and so new.
I'll just take your glasses.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We're also home to the Don Rosen Morning Show. You know, he's got tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine explosion that rocked a duplex left two people with severe burns. The victims have been identified as 79-year-old Tim LaPointe and his 58-year-old daughter Michelle Hawes. They were rescued by neighbors moments before the entire building went up in flames. While the exact cause remains under investigation, witnesses reported that the fire appeared to originate from one side of the duplex, possibly near a stove. We Energy says an inspection found no problems with their equipment. Work will start in Waterford this summer. Waterford Union High School's $25 million capital referendum passed Tuesday, with 56% of voters approving the measure. The funds will be used to modernize the high school, which includes improvements to classrooms, enhanced security measures, and upgrades to various building systems. Construction is set to start this summer, with larger structural work planned for next year. In a medical malpractice case, a Racine family has been awarded $10 million. It comes after their daughter suffered brain damage due to the misuse of Pitocin during childbirth at Ascension All Saints. The jury found that the OB and the hospital were negligent in administering a high dose of the labor-inducing drug. That caused excessive contractions that led to a lack of oxygen for Kamaya Minor, now 6 years old. That three-week trial wrapped up earlier this month. And one of the best high school basketball players in the state plays for Case, and she made a statement earlier this month. Read all about Takari Hicks and her 52-point performance in a sports spotlight story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Finally, some comfortable temperatures with highs hitting the low 20s and plenty of sunshine throughout the day. Pretty much put this on repeat for tomorrow, all ahead of a major warm-up hitting next week. In fact, by Saturday, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s and by Sunday, above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. Them with yours, they see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Says here, another study has concluded that chocolate is good for the heart. So in case of an emergency, just place a chocolate chip under my tongue.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
what's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And we're home for UW Badger men's basketball. The next game coming up this Saturday, pregame at 10, tip-off at 11, as your number 11th ranked Wisconsin Badgers play host to Oregon. Matt LePay has the call of the game this Saturday, and in fact, we've got the games all the way through the tournament. UW Badger men's basketball this Saturday and all season long on WRJN.
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Whatever he could preach a little gospel. money down.
Cher, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Join WRJN in welcoming Dan Marcus to our midday workday hours. He brings his passion for timeless hits to Racine every weekday from 9 till 2. Plus, he's got great interviews with some of our 60s and 70s stars on his Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast. And you can check that out at danmarcuswaxmuseum.com. WRJN. News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, it says here that Pope Benedict's top rock album was The Beatles' Revolver. That's according to the Vatican's official newspaper. Here are The Beatles now. Let's get back on WRJN.
Get back to where you once belonged.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Senate just confirmed Trump loyalist Kash Patel as FBI director.
The yeas are 51. The nays are 49. The confirmation is confirmed.
Two Republicans, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine, voted no, along with every Democrat. CBS's Scott McFarland says Patel replaces Christopher Wray as the head of the bureau.
Wray resigned his position just before Donald Trump became president, assuming he was to be fired by Trump. Trump had criticized Wray and has lauded Patel, who critics of Trump view as too close an ally to be an independent FBI director.
Those critics fear Patel will use the FBI to go after Trump's political enemies. The longest-serving Senate leader